1 week into the new year, and Rachel is mostly over that hangover and ready to take on Pittsburgh Restaurant Week. We'll tell you everything you need to know on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, January 8th, 2016, the first Social Club of 2016. Hello, I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. Joining me, as always, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, and the newest addition to our happy family, Sarah Kovash, our digital editor at WESA. Hey, guys.
Hello, again. Hi, Happy New Year.
This is both of you. You gotta share that greeting.
Yay!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! I need one of those little thing, kazoo.
Noisemaker thing?
Yeah.
I was going to pop the champagne, but maybe you should wait until afterwards.
I'm ready for that again.
So how was yours, Rachel?
It was good. Bar 11, as always.
That's your go-to, right?
It is my go-to. I did have a bottle of champagne that I was drinking.
Wait,
out
you
of the whole
personally
bottle.
Had a bottle of champagne?
I don't think I finished it because we were passing it around. Very germ fest like.
Nice,
but
yeah.
You know, New Year's, everyone's feeling happy.
You get a little boost to your immune system to start off the new
I know. Year. All those germs mixed together.
I agree. I say that's boosting your immune system.
Yep. It's all good.
I know. How about you, Josh? You've been away. We've missed you.
Actually, I haven't been away. I was supposed to, but I didn't because Yeah. Whatever. Exigencies of air travel and weather, and as usual, Chicago is to blame for my misery. But, you know, it's like when you're when a flight gets canceled, you don't have to make a trip that was going to be difficult to make. There's a little bit of, you know, relief that comes with that. So there's
no family members are listening, right?
I mean, I think they would know that I'm not relieved to not be seeing them. It's more just I friggin' hate flying. I just hate it so much.
It's pretty awful.
I hate flying, too.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time at the bar prior to boarding my airplane.
Oh, yeah. Self-medicate.
I'd really like to head to the pre-check and get that all taken care of so I don't have to worry. The TSA pre-check.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about it, and I never do it because you have to actually go to the airport and process it. And I think that's where things end because I don't want to go to the airport unless I'm going somewhere.
Don't you have to present like a special rich person membership card or something? I thought that was for VIPs.
No.
Not
like
that you're not a
Jay-Z
VIP, Rachel.
Black card. No, I think anyone can
one?
Go. Yeah.
Travel tips from Rachel Carlson.
I know. I'll keep you informed on if I actually end up ever going and getting it.
All right. Should we get on to the business at hand?
We can. Yes.
Let's
do
it.
We have some things.
2016. Let's get this done.
2016. I know that things can start off a little slow, but we do have some fabulous events going on, including hooking up with the second city. Which
I'm glad there was a second part to that.
I know. I wanted to dramatically pause. It seems fitting.
Yeah.
Right?
Our listeners couldn't see it, but you sort of cocked your eyebrow too in a,
yes.
a
yes,
whimsical sort of way.
You know what I think is really funny is that they always intro it with second city, which have made the careers of Tina Fey and Steve Carell.
I don't know. I would want to brag about them too.
But I guess what my point is that there were other people that came out of Second City, but they always say those two people because Jason Sudeikis came out of there.
Well, yeah. Doesn't everybody who goes through the SNL verse start there?
Pretty much. So I want to hear some other names. Maybe it's just that they're the two biggest names, which I get.
I don't know. I'm a huge Tina Fey fan, so I'm okay with
that. Would draw you
bragging.
In.
Yeah.
As soon as you saw it, you were like, I
want
to go.
Yeah. I want to go to there.
The point is that you can go this weekend and potentially see some future SNLers or big names, but also have some fun, laugh a little. It's a
like
good time.
The future celebrity lottery.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. I like that, Josh. And what's cool is that they always do a different theme every year. And so this hooking up, I think, is going to be based on potentially.
Do you think it'll be like adult themes in this show, maybe?
I would strongly encourage you to think about bringing anyone under, I don't know, I'm so bad at this. I was going to say 18. I'm sure like 15-year-olds talk about sex now.
I think they can probably handle
discretion.
It.
Yes. Use your own discretion. Good job.
Picture does have lots of couples holding hands with hearts, so I feel.
Ooh.
Yes.
Sounds racy.
Sounds
I know, guys.
We're not
racy.
Even reading the description. We just look at the picture and we're like, sounds racy, guys. Couples holding hands.
Ooh. Ooh la la.
I know. But the Pittsburgh Public Theater is also a really great place to see a show. I think I've said this before. It's a thrust stage. And what that means is that there's a stage with three portions of the seating around it. And so it's, I think, up close and personal. I really don't think there's a bad seat in the house. So that's what's cool about the public. And they always tour around this time, so you can get tickets through the 9th and have some fun. And then we also have Todd Glass at the Arcade Comedy Theater. He's running Thursday through Saturday, too. So you could actually pair the two, go one to one night, one to the other, or even go to the 10 o'clock p.m. show of Todd Glass and hit up, I don't know, I'm like really ambitious, I guess, hit up Second City.
That's a lot of comedy.
I know, but you need some laughter in your life. Maybe you've had a stressful holiday dealing with family.
Fair enough.
And you can only drink so much champagne.
You can only drink.
You got to have some other coping skills.
It's very true. But the Arcade, again, is one of...
It's like the happiest place in downtown Pittsburgh.
One of the best. Josh has actually, would you say, performed?
I guess so. Is that what you call it? Yeah. I stood up in front of people and I said things and they laughed at me and I think they were laughing with me.
I was going to say laughed with.
Whatever. I'll take it.
Distinction.
Yeah. So, yeah, I performed at Arcade Comedy Theater as fodder for other people to make jokes.
Good. And it was a fun time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it's intimate. I think I want to say there's only 75 seats. It's really tiny.
It's tiny. They don't have a thrust stage.
They
or do they?
That.
No.
Well,
no. It's just like
just
you're all
a stage
in a room.
And then you're sitting there.
You have a classic comedy brick wall.
It's true. But it's so fun. It's such a great area. And I know Todd Glass has kind of been coming up as
he's like
late.
A big deal. I mean, if you don't know him, some comedian that you're a fan of worships him. I think he's like one of those influential sort of senior figures in the West Coast alt comedy scene, right?
Yeah, I would say so. He's been around for a long time. I used to hang out at comedy clubs back in the day on the West Coast. So.
Oh, really?
Sure did, actually.
Do you meet a lot of names?
And?
Yeah.
I know. I want to hear the
stories.
Well, it started out in high school. My best friend and I were obsessed with Brian Regan. We thought he was really funny, which I still think he's very funny. And so we would go to the comedy club that was in Irvine in Orange County, where I'm from. And then we would just kind of continue to go and try to meet comedians we liked, which sounds really weird and fangirly, but we were just true comedy fans. Where I grew up, there was an improv theater that was actually pretty well known, and the Irvine Improv, and so they got a lot of pretty big names there. I saw Jimmy Fallon did a tour before he did his show.
Never heard of him.
The college one. Or he did a college one, too.
Did his show, he did a stand-up tour, I think, to kind of just, like, prep for hosting his show, and we saw him there a couple times, and yeah, I don't know.
For those who are listening to this show for the first time, it's a show about stand-up comedy in other cities.
No. It's about enjoying stand-up comedy in our own city
when it comes to Pittsburgh.
Some great venues.
Yes, there are lots of great venues here. That's just where I started my love of comedy.
Yeah, which is great. People should start at the Arcade here and head out to see Todd Glass this weekend. We also have the big restaurant week.
That was a lot of buildup.
I know. Well, we like to eat.
Should we mix in a drum roll?
I know.
In post? There you go.
Restaurant week. So very exciting. I know Sarah and I like to head around town.
I call it my week of trying new places and also going to the places I can't normally afford. We have gotten in the habit of going to Morton's once every week, too.
You can do lunch for $16.16. See that play?
Oh, I see.
Or they have deals that they range from $20.16 up to, like, the Capital Grill is something kind of you were talking about, $35.16 for dinner. And a lot of them offer three different courses or more. Some are multi-course. And it's delicious. And I think my favorite part about that is that dessert is usually always included.
That is true. I've done the Capital Grill lunch a bunch of times. And it's for $16. Deal.
I know. And there's so many places. I've actually discovered a lot of different places from going to Restaurant Week, which I think, like Sarah said, it's great in terms of being affordable and getting you out to try different places. So Union Pig and Chicken is offering
I love that place.
I know, me too. I think people don't realize how awesome it is, and people need to go because it's so good. They have an amazing cocktail list. Their chicken, I never order chicken at a restaurant, ever. And I love it there. It's so good.
It's so weird. Like when you think of amazing barbecue places, you're usually talking about ribs. Their ribs are okay. I could kind of take or leave them. But it's like the brisket is like something supernatural. It's so good. And the and like the pulled pork is really solid.
The meaty mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. Lord, yes. Oh, the mac and then and cheese. Cocktails upstairs.
They're doing a Hawaiian barbecue menu for – oh, my gosh. Oh, I just read this and got so excited that I had to pause for a second. This sounds amazing. For $25.16, yes, you can get three different courses. I just skipped right to the dessert, which says pairing of ice cream and whoopie pie. Oh, my gosh. I'm sold.
Yeah.
So Union Pig might be my old place. And then a new place on the list is the Twisted Frenchman.
I've heard of that.
Yes. Is a new French restaurant, ooh la la, in the East End, right by Livermore and Spoon. And they are doing, it looks like, two courses now, so you might have to add on dessert.
I see goat cheese. That's one of my favorite words.
Is this like a traditional French haute cuisine kind of deal, or is it more a newfangled turn on that concept?
I think from the Yelp reviews, it might be a little bit of both from what I'm reading. But I think that it's a small atmosphere, so it's very intimate, and I think you're going to get a lot of really good food, obviously, from – and there's not a lot of French restaurants around town, too.
Right, I noticed
that. So that's what's cool. And then also, I think with Restaurant Week, it's cool that you can hit up multiple places at multiple times, like Sarah said. So it is 7 days – well, wait, Monday through Sunday. So it is – 6 days, but 6 days loaded.
Do you think if the French had held Fort Duquesne, we would have a different restaurant?
Oh my gosh,
scene
I said
Pittsburgh
8 days.
Today?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Never mind. A far fetched historical counterfactual
I think so.
Scenario. Think so? Okay. Good. Settled. Moving on.
It's 8 days. 8 days of fun filled food.
This is not just any week. It's like a super week. It's like
a bonus day.
Bonus day.
Super eating week for me.
Too much food to cram into 7 days.
Have you gone to anywhere for Restaurant Week, Josh?
Not consciously.
I think this is the time.
It's intimidating. I don't really know where to begin, I guess.
Good news. We'll help you pick a place.
Perfect.
Yeah. We're really good at that.
Surely there is a podcast that can provide some sort of guidance.
Yes. So you can head to Yelp and get all the details in terms of the time and the place, and then head to the Pittsburgh Restaurant Week website and check out all of the different places they have to offer. Some of the restaurants have their menu posted, and you can make a whole calendar. You could go every day if you wanted.
Oh, I spend like the week before studying everything.
This is starting to sound like a lot of work, you guys.
This is work I enjoy, though.
So my other Yelpy tip is to make a reservation ASAP. So as soon as you are done listening to this podcast, research what you want to go to and make a reservation, because they fill up very fast.
Can't you also make a reservation with the Yelp app?
You can.
That's right. I think I've done it
before. Straight from Yelp. And hotels, too. Hotels and some spas and salons. I know.
I recently ordered delivery through the Yelp app, which
Eat24.
I didn't know you could do.
We own Eat24, and I am very excited for it. And I'm excited to see it expand in Pittsburgh, because it's a really great service. And they, if you sign up for their emails, apparently they – I've seen a bunch of their emails come through, and everyone loves them. They're very entertaining.
What did you order? Was it something that you could not – normally have delivered, or was it something like Chinese food or pizza?
I didn't investigate, because I was just looking through Yelp, and there was a place that looked good and it said delivery is available, and I'm like, okay, I'll do this. And then 30 minutes later, a guy showed up at my door. You don't have to do that awkward thing where you're like signing a check and calculating the tip in your head. It's
no
just
money.
Like all
like
done
Uber.
Ahead of time. He just shows up and hands you the bag.
Yeah.
No human interaction whatsoever. It couldn't be better.
He just grunted, probably.
If only a droid could have dropped it off.
That'll be
someday.
Next. That'll be Carnegie Mellon.
When the Yelp
Mellon.
Drone comes to your house.
Yeah. Carnegie Mellon will be researching
I said droid.
That.
I think I've got Star Wars on the brain.
That's okay. Well, did you see Star Wars, Josh?
Let's not get into that.
Uh-oh.
No, okay. The answer is no, I haven't. That's how bad it's gotten.
Well, maybe a Pittsburgh Restaurant Week will cheer you up. Or a comic.
Yeah, God bless.
Was that a segue you just did?
It was. It was a segue to the end. Comic, food, deliciousness.
Maybe do a Star Wars date night. You get a cheap meal.
I'm working on it. Do you guys, either of you babysit? This is the crux of the matter here.
How much do you pay?
I've got beer in the fridge that you're welcome to. Oh.
Done.
Netflix.
Oh.
Done. Yeah. And then I'll order some food via the Yelp app. Yeah.
You got a deal.
I don't know if you'll trust us, but We'll make it happen.
Yeah, the bar is pretty low at this point.
Yeah,
I need to see that movie.
Well, that'll be your mission if you choose to accept it.
Rachel, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.